This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by Karen Martin, who is the Community Engagement Specialist at the New York Test and Trace Corps. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your background.
My name is Karen Martin. I love to work in social services. I am from a Caribbean background. I was born and raised in Jamaica, and I migrated here. I have been working with the community. Most of the jobs that I do is working with the community. And I got the opportunity to work as a supervisor for Test and Trace, and I'm loving it.
That's great. It's good that you're loving your job. So what exactly is Test and Trace, and what is your day-to-day activities like?
Okay, so Test and Trace comes in where once someone gets tested and they are tested positive, the next step is us. We get their information, we place a call, and we start tracing. For example, let's say you get tested and you're positive. We get your information. One of my teammates will reach out to you, and we start a trace. We encourage you to give us the information for person that you came in contact with. So we'd ask you questions like, when did your symptoms start, or whom did you last have contact with? Were you a crowd? Were you home? Sometimes you may know, sometimes you may not know, but the goal is to reach as many persons as possible that you came in contact with. And while we're doing that, we also ensure that HIPAA is not violated, so no one will know who you come in contact with. So let's say you came in contact with Karen. We give Karen a call. We just say, Karen, just wanted to know, you may have come in contact with someone who tested positive, and we are encouraging you to go out and get tested. And ask them also, did you come in contact with anyone else? And we try to trace as much as possible. And then we call to say, you know, you again may have come in contact with someone who tested positive, and we are encouraging you to quarantine for 7 to 10 days. And then we try to do that over and over and over until everyone in that circle is reached. We are the community engagement specialists, so it's not purely done by phones. We are the boots on the ground, so we go and we knock on doors. So if we give a phone call to you and you did not answer where we could do an intake, we are coming to your door. And we keep on coming until you're reached.
So share with our audience why the test and trace, why that is so important in the fight against COVID-19.
Primarily, some persons can be asymptomatic, right? And they wouldn't know. And two, also, some persons, you're positive and you may live alone, right? And you don't know about the services that NYC offers that you're eligible for. And in order to stop the virus, we have to reach the next person. So sometimes I could ask a question, where did you go within the last 3 days of having your symptoms? And you're like, oh, maybe I went to the park. Okay, so when you went to the park, did you speak with someone? Did you say hi to your neighbor? Did you say hi to your friend? And in that case, we jog their memory so that they could tell us who the next person they came in contact with. Because in order for us to do the tracing, it not just stops with the person who tested positive, right? I may have come in contact with someone who is positive, but because I don't know that they are positive, when I get a call from contact tracer saying, hey, you know, you may have been in contact with someone who tested positive, now I can go out and get tests. And in order for us to like really stop the COVID in its tracks, this is what we have to do on a daily basis.
So what sort of resources are available to New Yorkers?
There is the hotel stay, which is the most popular one, where if you are tested positive and you cannot safely isolate at home, you can get hotel stays for you to isolate. Or if you want, your family can go to the hotel while you safely isolate at home. We help you to get food. So while you're isolating, you can have meals actually delivered to your home. So that way you don't have to go into the community and you have the necessary food that you need. We also try to set you up with, if you're on medication, as some pharmacies, they do deliver. So we try to set you up with that aspect of it too. So you're still getting your medication. If you're working and you need letter to apply for the COVID FMLA, then we you can get that letter to give to your employer to show that, you know, I am isolating because of the COVID. Also, we recommend person to the website for, you know, domestic violence went up, mental health, you know, so we give them these resources that they otherwise don't know that is there to help them. So those are some of the resources that we offer.
Okay, so what I want to ask you is that many persons may be concerned about their immigration status.
Right. So we tell them immigration status is not an issue. We are not here on behalf of the law or to get your immigration. We don't ask you about your immigration status. Our purpose here is to encourage everyone to get tested. And if you're positive, to isolate or to quarantine. That's it. We don't speak about immigration status at all. And we strictly enforce HIPAA laws. Whatever you say to me stays right here. We are not notifying any agency about anything. And that's something that we run into a lot. And we just have to encourage them that we are here just to get the community tested. So your immigration status is not of any importance to us.
Okay, great. So the majority of Caribbean Americans speak English. We do have, you know, the French Creole, and our DR brothers and sisters speak Spanish. And of course, you know, we have a diverse immigrant community. What about language access?
So we, the CES group on a whole, we are very diverse. We have over 40 plus languages. Also, we have access to the language line. So if we run into someone, if I'm a CES that's doing a visit and my person speaks Russian, I have access to the language line where we can have an interpreter join us on the visit.
So, Ms. Martin, we want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing this important information. And how can one contact NYC Test and Trace Corps?
They can go on the website and or they can call NYC COVID. Also, for persons who don't have cell phones, as a part of our outreach program, we do supply them with cell phones. So they have access to us.
Okay.
And we also encourage them, like, please answer the phone if you see a call coming in from New York City Health and Hospital, or maybe say New York City COVID. I don't think it says COVID, but New York City Health and Hospital or Test and Trace.
And of course, the website is testandtrace.nyc.
Right. And for our CES who goes out, they have our numbers. We give them our numbers. I say you can always give us a call back if you don't remember to go, or if you don't have access to go on the internet. You can always give us a call back. Like I said, we give them a phone for those who don't have phones. We do supply them with phones so they could always call us. They don't have to pay for the phone bill, and it lasts for 30 days.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Yes.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.